This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Psalm 23, we identified the focus as being a template for the kind of person God wants us to be, especially if we are leaders in His church. This focus was amplified by pointing out the importance of maintaining a healthy relationship with God, also by maintaining balance in our lives, a commitment to ethical behavior that honors God, and confidence in God's presence as we face valley experiences or help others who are grieving or suffering. Now we will consider how to cope when we find ourselves facing fierce opposition. No matter what we are doing, there probably are some who oppose us. The psalmist calls them enemies in verse 5. God desires servants who, when feeling surrounded by enemies, know how to feed themselves at the banquet God prepares for us. The psalmist is not here talking about food to satisfy our physical hunger, though God promises to provide what we need. More important, God prepares a banquet of spiritual food as we open His Word, read, study, and meditate on it for spiritual growth and guidance. In fact, it is often when in such a predicament emotionally that we discover the most nourishing spiritual morsels. As the Word of God enlightens us, we recognize our need to be anointed with the Holy Spirit. The oil in verse 5 is symbolic of the Holy Spirit being poured over our heads and spilling out of our lives to touch and bless those around us. This reminds me of Paul's words in Ephesians 5:18 through 20. Serving under the anointing of the Holy Spirit is the only way to advance God's kingdom.